to agenda item number 14 pertaining to eels.
You're receiving blue paper on this one also. I'll go over the small change when we get to it. So this is a public hearing for proposed amendments to Chapter 500 pertaining to the catching of eels to comply with the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for American Eel. I gave you a little bit of background at the October meeting. There's just a couple items I want to touch on just to remind you while we're here. There was a benchmark coastwide stock assessment for eels in 2012 that reviewed data through 2010. That found that the American eel population in U.S. waters is depleted. There are no reference points for American eel, so no overfishing determination can be made, but it has been noted by the TC and the Stock Assessment Subcommittee that current levels of fishing effort might still be too high. So in response to this depleted status, the ASMSC American Eel Management Board approved Addendum 3 and 4, and these had the goal of reducing eel mortality across all life stages. So Addendum 3 is why we're here today, just to tie up one last part. At the December 2013 Commission meeting, amendments were made to Chapter 500 to deal with the first part of Addendum 3. So these decisions were a gear-specific harvest season closure, a recreational possession limit, 9-inch minimum size limit, and charter and headboat restrictions. So now the last part, to increase the accuracy of reporting, states and jurisdictions with a commercial yellow eel fishery are required to implement a trip-level reporting system for both dealer and harvester reporting. As you already know, Virginia has the trip-level harvester reporting in place with our mandatory reporting program, so we'll need to put in the buyer reporting side of it. And all states need to do this by January 1, 2015. So in addition to establishing the buyer permit and reporting requirements, staff would like to establish an eel self-market permit to assist in tracking and receiving reports of self-market sales. As you can see, over the last 4 years, about 35 to 40% of the Virginia eel harvest is sold as self-market sales. These are sales to individuals, restaurants, out of state, things that wouldn't be captured by the buyer report. So this is needed in order to comply with Addendum 3. We're responsible for capturing all sales, so this would help us do those self-market sales. And just the grand scheme of things to see how many people we'd be dealing with, this chart shows you the number of buyers that would have to purchase. It would be a free buyer permit. So any buyers that purchase eel, you could expect maybe somewhere around 20 that would need to get that free buyer permit. And then harvesters that would need the free self-market permit, anywhere between 30 and 40. So overall, about 50 or 60 individuals that we're dealing with here. So amendments to Chapter 500 are seen in red. B and C establish the permits. B says it shall be unlawful for any individual legally licensed as a commercial seafood buyer to purchase or receive any quantity of eel landed in Virginia by any legally licensed harvester without first obtaining an eel buyer permit from the commission. And C reads, it shall be unlawful for any individual to self-market any eels to any individual or business unless that individual possesses a current eel self-market permit obtained from the commission. And D and E establish the reporting requirements. D states, it shall be unlawful for any eel self-marketer permittee to fail to report daily landing records of eels to the commission. These reports shall be completed in full and submitted monthly to the Marine Resources Commission no later than the fifth day of the following month. D is where the blue paper comes in. Originally, we referenced Chapter 610, which is the mandatory reporting program, but Virginia Code 28.2-242 gives us the ability for reporting for self-market sales, so we don't need to reference the mandatory reporting program in D. And E establishes the reporting requirements for buyers. It says, shall be unlawful for any buyer permitted to purchase or receive eel landed in Virginia to fail to provide written reports to the Commission of daily purchases and harvest information on forms provided by the Marine Resources Commission. Each buyer will provide the commission the date of purchase, the harvester's commercial fisherman registration license number, the weight of eel purchased, and gear type. These reports shall be completed in full and submitted monthly to the Marine Resources Commission no later than the 5th of the following month. And all the reporting requirements were written out in Addendum 3. So staff, the proposed amendments are included on your blue paper copy. The proposal has been advertised in accordance with 28.2-209. The public notice is attached to your evaluation, and we have received no public comment to date. Therefore, staff recommends adopting proposed amendments to Chapter 500 pertaining to the catching of eels to establish an eel buyer permit, reporting requirements for those who purchase eels from a legally licensed harvester, and a requirement that any lawful harvester who self-markets or retails eels to any individual or business shall obtain an eel self-market permit. The recommendation does not establish the self-market reporting requirements because they can continue to do so through the mandatory reporting program. And that's it. Any questions?
Any questions to the commission? Thank you, Andy. Thank you very much. This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience that wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously.